everything that rocks.
Good morning. 641, Brock. Hunter.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Oh, boy. Well, I've killed a few bugs in here, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You left the window open yesterday. Oh. Hey, you know what? Hasn't rained in 2 weeks. One day you leave the window open. My God, a monsoon comes through.
Not so much the wetness in here. It's the amount of bugs in here that I think is the real problem.
You got lucky. Don't try to dodge. I'm sorry. I'm being mean to you.
You are being mean today. You know what? I'm going to open your window. How about that, buddy boy? I don't know what that
no,
is.
I don't want my window.
Yeah, it's going to be
wide
open. Wide open. Okay, enough of that. We got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Seriously, you need your car, truck, SUV, whatever fixed. They got you covered, man. Go see them. AIR M139 in Benton Harbor. Well, former Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora is getting anxious to get back on the road. He tweeted, quote, "Hoping all my friends, fans, and family are having great big fun and safety this holiday weekend. I love y'all, and when Mother Nature gets done having her way with us, I'm going to need you to play, sing, and entertain, so keep a watchful eye. Stay safe." After seeing this, his friend, E Street Band guitarist Steve Van Zandt said, quote, "He's got a new album coming up, and you're not going to believe." If you're not familiar with Richie's previous great solo work, get ready to be knocked out. The album will be Sambora's fourth and first since 2012's Aftermath of the Lowdown. So, is he the former guitarist of Bon Jovi because Bon Jovi's not together anymore? Or did he get kicked out?
I think so. I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. So Bon Jovi's not doing anything because him and Richie Sambora seemed like they had a pretty good relationship. So maybe it's just because Bon Jovi's done. But
here's another thing, too. Don't get too anxious, man.
Yeah.
Don't get too anxious.
Yeah.
Just saying. Coming up to these fall, winter months.
Yeah.
Sometimes things happen. And like I said, don't get your hopes up too much.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just not going to say anything and hope for the best. Like, just get, if you make plans,
hope for the best, expect the worst?
Which is a real downer view on life.
But it is, but let's be honest, at this point,
I think with everything that's been going on, that might be good.
I'm just sick of getting excited and then getting shut down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's just get you day by day, and then when good stuff happens, right. All right, yes.
Yeah.
And that'll include.
It's still happening when you wake up that morning. The day of, like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. That'll include a tour with Richie Sambora. So sounds good. Sounds good. All right, well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, September 8th, 1988, Elton John sold some of his costumes and concert memorabilia at an auction in London for $6.2 million.
Jeez, dude. You know what's funny? Think about this. This is the difference between... Well, there's a lot of differences between Elton John and us, but I can go get a bag of clothes from my laundry room, right, Brock?
Yeah.
And even Goodwill's like, eh, yeah. I don't know. We'll think about it if we want it or not.
We're not even...
This guy can literally bag his clothes and got $6.2 million. Yeah.
And it doesn't even probably not even just the costume of concert costumes. He could probably just grab a shirt out of his laundry and be like, hey, you know, I think I'll sell this for a cool, you know, like $50,000. Oh, it's one of Elton John's sunglasses. Like, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yep.
Imagine having that kind of power.
I've actually been turned away with clothes that I've taken to Goodwill. They're like, no, we don't. Nah, we don't. This is gross. We don't want this.
We don't want to wash this. This is bad.
This is just burn it. Just burn it at this point. Yeah. Just burn it. Yep, not quite at the same level as Elton John. I know that's surprising for a lot of people out there. That we here, Brock and Hunter, are not at the same level, but this just proves it. This proves it.
Big surprise, right?
All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. All right, I got the days right. Of course, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.